Hi, this is Sarah at Mom on a Spiritual Journey, and this week's podcast is about Kryon's second of the seven cosmic laws. The second law is, in every human being, there is a profound divinity, but it's not intuitive. Now, I've been to quite a few Kryon channelings, and these seven laws were one of the things that really made a huge impact on me, enough so that I got back into conscious awareness to write them down in a notebook and keep them. And this year I've actually got them pinned up on my pin board. So if you look at the podcast page at momandaspiritualjourney.com, you'll see all seven laws there. I took a photograph so that you can read them, maybe even copy the photograph, keep it somewhere handy, do whatever you like with it. It's open information. So this week, I thought it would be interesting, since quite a few people enjoyed the podcast last week and seemed to be downloading it. Woohoo! Yay me! I thought it would be nice to speak to question two, again from the perspective of the Akashic Records. And this time the guidance was for me to open the Akashic Records of the divinity of the planet. I've got the records open currently, and I have to say it's a lovely flowing feeling. It's very inclusive, and I asked for some information about the second of Kryon's seven cosmic laws, and so this is what I got. I wrote it down because it's, the words are so beautiful, as well as you being able to hear it in the energy of the divinity of the planet. So here we go. The divinity of the planet. The Akashic Records speak. What is profound divinity, and why is it not intuitive to us? Profound divinity. Within every cell, every atom, every mitochondrial process, every bone, every muscle, every heartbeat, and every breath. That is how profound the divinity of the human is. Because we are soaked in the divinity of the planet. Every tree, every blade of grass, every breath of wind is divine because we are living on a self-aware, self-balancing planet we call planet Earth. Some people like to call it Gaia, or its true energetic name, Agaia. Here we are, breathing, living, waking, sleeping, tasting, moving, and sometimes, if we remember ourselves, dancing and laughing too. Here we are. Profound divinity is a feeling, a state of mind, and also a movement of energy. We are blessed, and call it grace when we tune into these moments, this energy. It is available to us whenever we wish to switch into that frequency. The only reason it is not intuitive to us humans is because we have a neocortex. As part of our evolutionary process, we have been taken in the direction of the higher self through manifested thought and action in a cycle. Animals know they are profoundly divine in each moment. Let's call it an energy that they reside in, are soaked in all the time. It is home to them. They are strongly connected to group consciousness at all times. They want me to tell you the story one day of when I was walking with my dog, Pickle. She's a little rescue dachshund. And after working in the Akashic Records with her, we've kind of had a few conversations. So I hear kind of her small voice speaking. And we're out walking one day and I said, "Pickle, it's such a beautiful day." And she said, "But Sarah, I am the beautiful day." And so that's the difference between us being in the human part of ourselves and connecting with the profound divinity on the planet. And they go back to saying, because our next evolutionary step was to develop the brain in a different way so that we have an energetic space that is uniquely for human thoughts, human ideas, and human processes. There are many benefits to this. Sometimes, though, we can get caught up in our own flow and our own magnificence. And when I wrote this part down, I could hear laughter in the background. When we are in our neocortex fully, we become the classic left-brained person. At least, that's what we call it, even though now we know it's not entirely accurate, biologically speaking. It's an enclosed space, if you like, where the focus can be upon human matters and human progress, or not. Free will is in there too. To remember our profound divinity, we must reconnect. With animals, with trees, with the planet, with the energy of the divinity of our Earth Mother. This is the balance. Animals feel and sense this always. We can choose to go with the flow or not. Do you like having that choice? We get to choose. So we can be left-brained, or whatever you want to call it, or access our profound divinity as is our birthright on the planet, and fully embody the energies with which we have been incarnated. With animals, it's intuitive. With us, we get to choose. I hope you enjoyed today's short podcast. As I said, you can find the other podcasts in this series on mumonaspiritualjourney.com. Please enjoy, share, come and visit me on the blog or on Twitter. I'm very chatty on Twitter at Sarah's Energy. That's my handle. Or you can sign up for my monthly newsletters either at mumonaspiritualjourney.com or at my services site, which is called newworldenergetics.com. Until next time.